We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We open our service with the selection entitled Redeemed.
Redeemed, I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed the rich and the liberty. Rich, darling, forever I am. Redeemed by the blood.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the privilege of presenting your gospel to this precious people. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be with us here in the studio and also go with this broadcast and make it a blessing to those in our congregation. We thank you for your love. We thank you for giving your Son so that we could be redeemed. And we're asking that you'll bless this broadcast to the hearts of people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The choir continues our program, trusting that our selection will be a blessing to you, and it's entitled Glorious Freedom.
Once I was bound by sinfully fetters, sin I was saved by struggling pain, but I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom.
Chains of sin I recline.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Results of Regeneration. And I will read Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 for a text. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Justification is God forgiving us of all our committed sins. Regeneration is being born again, and that is when we receive spiritual life. Now, when I talk about justification and regeneration, I'm not talking about two separate works such as regeneration and sanctification, but justification is one phase of what we call being saved, and many times we just say being justified. But justification, as far as a theological meaning of it is concerned, it simply means that God forgives us of our sins. And if all that was the only thing that happened, we may be out there tomorrow sinning again, like so many sectarian religious people believe. But there is that second phase of the first work, which is regeneration. And regeneration is the very same thing as being born again. You remember reading in the book of St. John, if you're familiar with the scriptures, how that there was a man by the name of Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Now, Nicodemus was a religious man. He belonged to the straitest sect of the Jewish religion. He was a Pharisee, and he was also a leader of the Jewish people there, a member of the Sanhedrin, as far as I know. But yet he had heard about this young teacher who was teaching that it was possible to live forever. And he was interested. Now, a lot of people want to know, well, why did he come at night? That's really irrelevant. What difference does it make whether he came at night or whether he came in the daytime? The important thing is that he came, and he came to Jesus. He came to the right source to be informed of the truth of the gospel. Jesus, looking in his heart, knowing what his state was, told him, "You must be born again, or otherwise you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus didn't understand. I'm an old man. Can I re-enter my mother's womb and be born? No, Jesus said, that's not what I'm talking about. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So he was talking about a spiritual birth, not a physical birth. And so it is whenever you are born again, whenever you are regenerated, that you have spiritual life. Just God forgiving you does not impart spiritual life to you, but it is the experience of regeneration, the experience of being born again, that gives you life. And I'd like for you to notice something here in regard to this, the word regeneration and born again. We were generated when our conception took place in our mother's womb. There is where our physical being started, and there's where our spiritual life started. But we came to the knowledge of right and wrong, and we chose to go into sin. Therefore, we died. Yes, just like God told Adam and Eve, "In the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall die." So in the day that we knowingly transgress the law of God as a child, when they come to the knowledge of right and wrong, and we willingly transgress, we die. Therefore, having been generated when we were conceived in our mother's womb, we die. Now we need to be regenerated. The same thing is true in regard to being born again. We were born physically or spiritually whenever we were conceived in our mother's womb. You know, some people in Asiatic countries, they consider their beginning from the time they were conceived, and that's how they measure their age. And they're right in that. That is when they were actually born, when they were conceived in their her mother's womb. And God breathed into that new reunion the breath of life, and you had physical life, and you had spiritual life. But again, when you come to the knowledge of right and wrong, and you choose to do wrong, you die. And therefore, you need to be born again. But Jesus made it plain to Nicodemus that he was not talking about being born again physically. He was talking about that spirit or that soul in man which had died when he became accountable for his sins. And he, the soul, needed to be born again. Wherefore, come out of from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. So whenever we are born again, we become a part of the family of God, and God is our Father, and we are His Son, or His daughter. Isn't that a wonderful thing, to have God as our Father, and to have brothers and sisters who have been born again as well, as members of the family of God? Behold, John said, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know this, that whenever he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Now, whenever we are born again, whenever we are regenerated, we become a child of God, a part of the family of God. And God bestows upon us all the affections and tenderness of a father. He feels for his dear children. Of course, this is greater than any earthly father could feel. Now, whenever we are born again, whenever we are regenerated, our subject today is what is the results of regeneration. And this one thing that I want to mention as we go on in the message, a new heart. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I've said numbers of times that doctor over there in South Africa who is credited with giving the first transplant is way behind. God has been transplanting hearts for thousands of years. Yes, he takes out that heart of stone when we are regenerated, when we are born again. He takes out that heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh, and he renews a right spirit within us. Now, another thing, when we think about the results of regeneration, is a new life. Not only a new heart, but a new life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The life of sin is gone. No, you do not become a child of God and continue a life of sin. They that are born of God do not commit sin. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. That is the word of God, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. Now the Apostle John was not saying here that it's impossible for a person to backslide and to lose spiritual life. What he is saying is that as long as the word of God remains in our heart, we will not sin against God. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So as long as we are born again, we're going to have this new life because Christ takes out the heart of stone. He gives us a heart of flesh. He renews the right spirit within us, and therefore we are ready to live a new life, and by and through the grace of Almighty God, we can. So the effects of regeneration upon man's moral attributes and faculties are most profound. It amounts to a complete transformation. Yes, it amounts to a complete transformation. He finds himself different in so many ways, especially if he has gone deep in sin. A person who has gone deep in sin is going to show a greater change in life than someone maybe who has lived a moral life. But again, morality of itself does not save you. You still must be born again. But a person who has gone deep in sin and then they are regenerated, they're going to find a drastic difference in their life and in their lifestyle. For now, they are a new creature. Another thing that happens as a result of regeneration is a clear conscience. And isn't that a wonderful thing? While you're living in sin, you're guilty of sin, and you do things that you know you ought not to do. As the Apostle Paul, speaking in Romans 7, said, whenever he was only a Pharisee and not a Christian, those things which I would do, I'm not able to do, and those things I would not do, I'm not able to keep from them. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Beloved, whenever you are regenerated, that old guilty conscience is gone, and you have a clear conscience. How much more then shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. This new conscience comes about through the redeeming grace of Almighty God and through the gift of his dear Son. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8 and 1. Again, what a wonderful experience that is. There is therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation is gone. God has forgiven us. God has redeemed us. God has given us a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit. And therefore, we are to walk in the newness of life and not after the flesh. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They that live after the flesh shall die, but they who through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, they shall live. If we walk in the Spirit, let us also live in the Spirit. Now, also, the results of regeneration is the will of the regenerated, gladly submitting to the will of God. Yes, whenever you become a child of God and the guilt is gone, you're regenerated and you have a clear conscience before God and you're forgiven, you want to please God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Whenever a person is really and truly saved, they want to do the will of God. It isn't the, do I have to do this or do I have to do that? No. There's that desire in your heart. You've got a new heart. The heart of stone is gone. You've got a heart of flesh and a renewed spirit. And you have that desire. You desire to please God. I've said many times, only those who love God are living for him. Only those who love God serve him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So our moral perceptions are also changed. We see sin in a different light. And we see righteousness in a different light. Sinful things repel instead of attracting. The things of the world have lost their charm, and the things of God are now appealing to us. We are strongly drawn to holy things. No longer do we love the world, nor the things of the world. We love God, and we love the things of God. For we read in the Scriptures, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So whenever you are born again, when you are regenerated, and you have a moral perception of things, you see things in a different light. You see sin as wicked and darkness and undesirable and destructive. But you see righteousness in a desirable way, and you want to live that kind of a life. Sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalts a nation. Another thing, whenever we are regenerated, regeneration gives us a hope. A hope is born anew in the regenerated heart. The Christian hope is based on a sure foundation. His hope is not limited to this time world, but goes beyond death. And I do want to emphasize that thought, because our hope is in this time world, yes, and in the things of God, but it is not limited to this time world, but it goes beyond this time world. It goes beyond physical death. We have a hope that's beyond this time world. We have the hope of eternal life in heaven with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all the saints and all the angels. We have a hope within our souls brighter than the perfect day, one of our hymns says in our hymn book. Now also, the love of the regenerated is greatly changed. A sinner cannot really love God. Now don't take offense to that, because it is true. A sinner cannot love God. We must believe what Jesus said. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You're going to hold to one and despise the other. You're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. Jesus Christ, the master teacher, said that. And I believe that he knew what he was talking about. So I say again, a sinner cannot love God. We love him because he first loved us. That's how we love God, because God first loved us, and he gave his only begotten Son to redeem us. That's 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 11. We serve God because we love him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. John 14 and 21. Beloved, regeneration is a present reality, and the effects of regeneration is a present reality. So many people in the religious world today have asked God to forgive them, and that's the end of it. And they've joined church, signed a decision card or something else, but they have not been born again. Again, the Word of God says, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. Regeneration affects every area of our life, our mental constitution, our physical being, and above all, our spiritual state. You really begin to live whenever you know God, whenever you are regenerated. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Have you been regenerated? Have you been born again? Jesus Christ died upon the cross of Calvary, rose again the third day to make it possible for you to have this experience. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied it and made it a blessing to souls. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org, our webpage. We invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. We also invite you to read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And there is an archive of a number of our broadcasts. If you have missed any, or if you would like to hear some again, they are there on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Thank you.